Morning, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee to order. It's 4 minutes after 9 a.m., April 27, 2012. With me today is my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Olson, Senator Common, Senator Egan, and myself, Stedman. We've got one item on the agenda today, and that's an interest by co-chair Hoffman to relook at the pricing issues of energy around the state. And with that, I'd like to ask Senator Wilikowski to come forward, who's been working on this subject. Also, if he could explain to the committee what the subject is in front of us here today, which is, for those watching at home, is going to be a request for an RFP to go forward and do analysis around the state on pricing of energy.
And Mr. Chairman, could I just comment on your opening statement? Senator Hoffman's been a leader on this issue for a long time, along with Senator Wilikowski, but I think if I could speak for all of the committee and say we're all interested in this. It's not an individual interest of several legislators, but it's more broadly to the membership of the body.
Including all areas of the state, from rural and urban, and we all have different challenges and delivery and distribution, but it's definitely a statewide subject matter. Senator Wilikowski, if you can introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and give us some highlights here, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you. For the record, my name is Bill Wilikowski. I'm a state senator representing Northeast Anchorage. And Mr. Chairman, as you and your committee members know, Alaska ranks first among the 50 states in terms of our energy consumption per capita. Unfortunately, the prices we pay for energy are among the highest in the nation. The mean price for gasoline far exceeds the national average, with some communities paying up to $10 per gallon. Alaska pays 50% more for electricity than the U.S. average, and the heating fuel costs are more than double the national average. To make matters worse, these costs are growing. In 2000, low-income households in remote rural communities spent 16% of their income on energy. Over the last decade, this has grown to 47%. This situation is untenable. Action needs to be taken to bring energy costs down and ensure that Alaskans pay fair and reasonable prices for heating oil, electricity, and gasoline. Mr. Chairman, I'm requesting that the Senate Finance Committee issue a request for proposals to investigate what can be done to ensure Alaskans have access to more affordable and reliable energy supplies. What factors cause Alaska's energy prices to far exceed national averages? Is price gouging occurring, and if so, to what extent? Other states have laws which prohibit the charging of unconscionable or excessive prices for critical energy sources. Should Alaska follow suit, what other actions can be taken to bring down energy prices for the well-being of Alaskan families and the competitiveness and success of our businesses? A robust Alaskan economy with plentiful, well-paying jobs depends on reasonably priced power. Similarly, a decent, dignified quality of life for Alaskans across the state depends on access to affordable energy supplies. Continued work during the interim on this issue will provide the legislature with options to consider during the 28th legislative session. And with that, I thank you again, Mr. Chairman, and be happy to answer any questions.
Do we have any initial questions? Senator Hoffman.
Just a statement, Mr. Chairman. You know, I think at a time in our history when this year, after 6 years of savings, we're going to be approaching $15 billion in savings. Prices of Alaska crude are at its highest in modern times, and the state of Alaska is benefiting, but the people of Alaska are the ones that are suffering, and we haven't come up with an adequate solution, although we have several programs to try to assist them. And I think that this request is quite timely. So, Mr. Chairman, I would move the committee approve up to $150,000 to continue work in reviewing energy pricing in Alaska over the interim to provide the legislature with options to consider during the 28th Alaska legislative session.
Okay, we have a motion to expense up to $150,000 for continuing work on the energy pricing all over the state of Alaska. Do we have an objection on that motion?
Just a question.
Okay. I'll object for discussion. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you know, we've had requests to the Attorney General in the past and worked with Ed Sniffen and other people to pursue this in the past. We've been unsuccessful. I've never thought it was as wide-ranging an inquiry or investigation as was warranted by the pain and suffering across the state. And so we envision going beyond the normal channels or what we've done in the past to have a more robust, aggressive look at this to get somewhere rather than just spinning our wheels with the administration.
I think that's fairly accurate, and the intent here is to move forward with more detail and build on what we've done in the past, not just to replow old ground. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I was going to ask Senator Rolikowski what he thought of the amount that was there. Was adequate to go ahead and study this very important issue statewide? Because in my district, obviously, they are paying far in excess, and that's where 85% of the energy revenues for the state comes in. Is that enough money to go ahead and cover the travel and to investigate in some of the small communities where, like Golovin, where I come from? So I just want to know what your thoughts were on the amount.
Thank you, Senator Olson, through the chair. I do think that's a sufficient amount. My sort of my vision for this is we go out and hire an expert, and like Senator Ellis said, really go beyond what's already been done. The past investigations have only looked at the price fixing angle, and I think there are other aspects of this that we can look at. And what I'm really hoping is that we can have an expert that doesn't just look at what's wrong, but rather looks at how we can fix the problem. And I think it's a sufficient amount.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would suggest that even though it's not considered price fixing, but most of you are aware the price of jet fuel in the state of Alaska has caused us to import our jet fuel actually from Malaysia, and that's due mostly to the production cost or the cost of feedstock for the Flint Hills refinery in Fairbanks is at such a high rate that they cannot compete with that, and it might be reasonable to look at that, not only the price of royalty oil in the state of Alaska to Flint Hills, but also to other refineries, because Tesoro imports their oil that they refine for gasoline in the state. So hopefully the project would be large enough to encompass a look at that, which wouldn't necessarily be considered price fixing, but would be something that impacts, obviously, the price of fuels in the state of Alaska.
Any other comments? I'll go ahead and remove my objection for the adoption of the motion. Do we have any further objection to the adoption of the motion? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. And in the event that the price is different than this, $150, if it happens to come in higher for due to additional extent of analysis needing to be done, we could convene an interim finance meeting and deal with it in Anchorage sometime over the interim. I'd like to make another motion that I'll move that Senator Hoffman, Senator Thomas, and Senator Wilikowski make up a committee to determine the scope of work for the RFP and have that group select one of the finance committee members as chairman, and then they can report back to the finance committee, and then we'll disperse the information to the other members. We have an objection with the creation of the subgroup.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that we select a member of the committee, not necessarily a member of the finance committee, any of the three.
Okay. We have, that'll be fine then. Do we have any objection for the subcommittee group? Okay, we'll go ahead and have those three volunteers, just like in the Army. Hoffman, Thomas, and Wilikowski will put together the RFP and report back then, and we'll move this project forward. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just really appreciative that you're doing this. I know discussions about this have been going on for a while. We've struggled with what to do, how to proceed. But when we go home and talk to people, this is the thing that people bring up over and over and over. In an energy-rich state such as ours, you know, and there are a lot of issues that we've dealt with during the regular and special session, this is the subject that comes up at home most often. You know, people have an appreciation for the higher-level issues, but when it comes to family budgets, this is the one it's urban and rural. It's not something that we're favoring one part of the state over the other, but with gasoline and with diesel, it touches every Alaskan's life, touches every small business or businesses of all sizes, and this is what people are hungry for us to take some action on. It's been a difficult subject to get our hands around, but I'm just really glad that we didn't leave Juneau without you taking this action today. I just really appreciate it.
In all areas of the state, the intention is to cover all areas, northern, western, the rail belt, southeast. It'll be a broad look. Subcommittee will, I would imagine, pick several towns within that RFP to concentrate on. We'll leave that discussion to the subcommittee.
And just for clarification, Mr. Chairman, the subcommittee not only will determine the scope of work, issue the RFP, and review the RFPs and award the work.
Yes, that's the intent here, so we don't have to come back as a full finance committee, but I'd request that the subcommittee then keep the other committee members informed of that process, and in case any of the other committee members want to, you know, put their two cents in or have comments in the creation of that before the final RFP is issued. I think that's be a more efficient way of doing it. I don't think there's a need to convene the entire finance committee formally in Anchorage to review that. And if there is a request to do that from one of the other committee members in the process, that can be done. But if none of the committee members request that, we'll just leave it to the subcommittee then to move forward. Okay, with that, we've got that pretty much concludes today. We'll most likely have some interim work coming between now and January. I'll have discussions with individual members. There's been expression of some work being done on the oil taxation issue and some of the basin historic production numbers and values to the state of Prudhoe and Kuparuk. So sometime over the next couple of months, we'll start having some dialogue on that and figure out what the committee wants, and we'll move forward with that project at a later date. But that's I just didn't want any of the committee members think that we're not going to address it. We just are going to let a month or 2 months go by, and then we'll have some discussions on that issue. Any other comments, concerns, anything before we adjourn? Seeing none, we're adjourned.